Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on, Mr. Connor?
Yo, what's good? How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Sorry about the technical difficulties
Nah,
and everything.
all good. No worries.
That's what's up, man. I'm excited to be doing this interview with you, man. You're live on Plug Certified Radio. This
Bet.
is I go by the name of Manji, and I got this establishment by the name of FTP Digital, and I promote and I interview artists. And I look forward to doing events this coming up year out here in the Bay Area.
Bet.
And I ran into you a few days ago. It was crazy. I was up 2 o'clock in the morning on Twitter, ended up in this chat room, you know, and we just linked up and I ran across your music, man. And to find out that you was from the UK, that was dope. And to find out that you got dope music was a plus even more, you know, like that was crazy. Enough with me talking. What's your stage name?
Just Lucas Connor. Like, my real name's Luke, but like, I just go by Lucas Connor. My mom's Latina, so, you know, like,
oh, word. Yeah,
twice got the word. Accent and shit, you know.
That's what's up. Tell the listeners about where you come from, man.
Yeah, so I grew up in London, England. Actually, yes, that's not true. I spent 2 years in El Salvador living there because my mom's from there. Then when I turned three, we came back to London. And I lived there ever since. And then I graduated high school. And I came to college in America on a soccer scholarship. So I lived just north of Atlanta for 3 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Continue.
You good. But I started listening to like Meek Mill and Drake like in like 2012, 2011. I was hella late on the hip hop scene. Like, I was listening to alternative stuff before that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I listened to like 50, Jay-Z and stuff, but like,
right.
But like, never really like connected. And then like, I heard the Dream Chaser mixtapes and I was like hooked for life. Like, I was done after that. Like, yeah, I just absorbed everything to do with American hip hop. So when I got out here, I'd kind of dabbled in music before, but I didn't really take it seriously. And I met with some boys in Atlanta. They had a show at the Masquerade and they were like, look, you put six songs together and you can open for us. And I was like, wow, okay. So I just kind of like went to YouTube, picked up some beats, and yeah, and then from there, just kind of been rocking ever since, and kind of taking it hella more seriously now, obviously. But
yeah,
that's how I kind of got started in it.
That's dope. How old are you?
I'm 22 now, actually.
You're 22. That's dope. And you say you started out in El Salvador. Sorry about that. I'm originally from the South, so I got a weird accent, but you started off in El Salvador, then you ended up back in London. You ended up in London completing high school out there, which eventually led you to America. So on a soccer scholarship, which is dope. I was going to ask you a few questions about soccer and you know, how is it back in your culture in the UK in the sport of soccer, which y'all call football?
Football, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's dope. Like, it's competitive, but like, I just wanted to change the scenery. The weather is so bad in England. I need some sun.
Ooh,
I need
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to just just check out a new spot. So yeah. And also my scene, like, I was always kind of moving towards music. I just didn't really know it yet. So that kind of dragged me. Atlanta is obviously a popping city. So yeah, I got over there and just started rocking. So yeah.
That's what's up, because to hear you say Meek Mill, and for me to hear your music, like, for you to like get close to the culture, the closest thing was like Meek Mill, 50, and Jay-Z and things like that. Yours is different,
yeah.
You know,
no,
it ain't like you biting Meek or nobody like that.
No,
which is
not
dope.
At all. Yeah, no, like, my, like, those are the people that got me into hip hop, and then like, I listened to like G-Eazy, Post Malone, Russ.
Yeah, I seen it too. Oh, yeah, and Russ, and I just, not too long ago, I was like, man, he reminds me, the closest comparison, which I try not to do at all.
Yeah.
But the way that you format your artwork for your singles.
Yeah.
Are similar to Russ, which
Is
great. That's
on
point.
Yeah, so I make all my artwork and stuff. So I try to keep it simple. I try not to like straight copy it, but you know, like.
Multi-talented, chill. So you make your own music, right?
Yeah.
You make your own beats?
Yeah, I produce. So like, yeah, that was the thing. So I was on SoundCloud doing my thing, like YouTube beats. And then like a year and a half ago, I like stopped and I was like, I'm gonna teach myself how to produce. And then in February, I started dropping music again. And now I'm working on like, And I got like 36 tracks in the bank that finish up and get ready for the new year, just and drop hella content for 2019.
Oh man, that sounds great. That's gonna work out so well for you. I was just having a conversation with another teammate of mine about how you have a bunch of singles on Apple Music and it's not presented as a project.
No,
which I think is dope.
Yeah, no, like my view is like whenever I'd go on SoundCloud and look at people's projects, like my friends, my peers, but people with like a small following like me, like you see the first song has a couple plays, the second song has a couple plays, third song, and then the further you go down the list, the plays just drop off. So like if your eighth song is your best song, no one's gonna know because no one's bothered to go all the way through your mixtape. So like or your album.
Agree.
If you don't have like fans, like I don't have like people out there like waiting on me to drop shit yet. Like one day that'll come, but like
that's for now, like, man, that's coming.
Yeah.
Like,
for now, I'm just trying to get people's attention, and I figured a single was the best way to do that. And good video.
Speaking on that's dope. Speaking on singles, let's go straight into the music, man. Glow.
Yeah.
Like
man.
I think Glow is like the one, your smash hit.
Appreciate that.
You know, personally, I think that one, at first, that wasn't my first pick, weirdly, but Pull Up was.
Yeah.
But I gravitated back to Glow once I seen the video. I was like, yeah, this is the one that can, you know, do further push, and it's going to get him there.
Yeah, that's wild. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's actually like
no problem. The
fourth song I ever wrote, like on my own beats, like ever. And I was I sat in my bedroom for like the whole night. It was like a Wednesday night. I had class the next day and shit. And I was like, yo, this is retarded. Like, I really like fully pulled this out of nowhere. I was like, this is sick.
You're musically talented, bro. Not to cut you off at all, bro. That's weird for you to start at soccer as your first love and then ending up being with music, and you're talented in this. Like,
appreciate it.
What was the process? Was the process a struggle to learn how to make your own beats?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a big advocate of like self-belief and believing in your shit. And like, luckily I got a good group of friends around me. Like some of them are hella honest and some of them like, okay, not yes men, but like they'll amp you up when you need it. But
yeah. Like, I have a few of those, everyone.
I thought my beats were cool, but actually I'm a shout out. There's a guy called Chase Fade who actually shot that video, the Glow video for me. And he was a producer.
Word. He made beats too. That's what's up.
He used to make beats. And now he's more of a videographer, but I used to hit him up because I was like, look, like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Every time, like, this is trash. This is trash. So I stopped hitting him up. I was like, you know, fuck this. It's not helping. And then I dropped Glow, and then he hit me up. He was like, bro, you come out to Seattle and I'll film the music video. Like, no, like, nothing. Just come out here and we'll do it. And I was like, that's a bet. Coming from someone that was like, this isn't it.
Which kind of gave you a struggle in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. But he like always tried to like give me critical like advice, like he was the harshest person, and then for him to turn around and be like, this is actually sick, like, was like hella inspiring and a testament to like how much work I'd put in. Like, it was a full, like, it was a, don't get twisted, like, you go look at my Twitter, my IG, like, you'll see the stories. I'm up at like 4 a.m most nights, like, putting in work, like, trying to get out there.
That's what's up. That's what it takes, man. That's what it takes. How do you go about creating your songs? Because I noticed you have a different layout about your songs. Like,
it's pretty standard, like, hip-hop routine. Like, I make a beat first. I stay making beats. And then when a mood takes me, I'll scroll through what I've got and try and put something to them. With Glow, though, like, that was a mood first. That was definitely a mood. Like, I was in a place talking to a girl and, like, you know how it is.
That's what I like about a majority of your music. It has a vibe, a feel. You know, you're very confident, you know, and that's what's going to win a lot with music, like with this art. Another song I wanted to talk about was Pull Up.
Yeah.
Y'all go home, I pull up. Yeah. Hey, you know, like, I was really with that. It felt like a real chant. Yeah. Type of feel record. I felt like that song could have been on Project X.
As a bet. I'm a bet on description.
that song,
I listened to an artist called Felly from Connecticut, but he was out here in Cali for a while, and it's that weird vibey, like, high-pitched synth I was using was just something I'd come across, and I was just playing around on the chords, and then I was actually with my homeboy in in South Georgia for the weekend, and we were just like kicking it, like having a drink and whatever. And then I just started like chanting that to it, and then we laid it down like there and then, and then went back to school later in the week and recorded the verses and got my boy Josiah to do the third verse, and yeah, it's a rap. But yeah, that song's a yeah. I never really do the like chanty stuff as much. But
I didn't hear it in other songs either. Like just that one. I see you dibble and dab here and there.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to perfect it honestly because I don't think I've got it down yet. But I'm gonna get there.
Yeah, you got it, man. The confidence is there. Like with Carlin, you tapped in another. Like I feel like Carlin is the one record where it's like. It's easily pulled to the masses. Like everybody can like that song. Like everybody that likes trap, emo, soft music or whatever, you know. But I like the fact that you dibble and dab in different sounds.
Yeah, for like, real. I try to stay versatile. I don't want to be keyholed into like one little thing.
Could you speak on going on your first tour? I can't really pronounce the artist's name.
What you good? Rhodey. Rhodey.
Rhodey.
Yeah, Rhodey. That's what's up, man. Shout out Rhodey.
Yeah. Shout out Rhodey, man. How was going on the 5-hour tour?
That was sick, man. Like, we're just like a couple young kids trying to get ourselves on. And we were like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go on a little tour. So we hit up hella venues and we were like, can we open for people? Can we... Like, we'll play for free. We'll do whatever. And we hopped in a car with our DJ, DJ Sai. Shout out DJ Sai.
Shout out DJ Sai.
Went up to the Carolinas. And just, yeah, balled out. Like, it was a good time. It was a good time. Met some wicked people. Yeah, it was sick. Like, it was hella fun. And then to come back, like, and finish in Atlanta, in our home city, and, like, do a nice-sized show at the Smith's Old Bar was sick. Like, it was
that just set the tone for it. Yeah, it just eased it. Yeah, that's dope. Do you have any events and shows coming up soon?
So I'm actually, like I said, I'm working on hella music right now. I want to get on some local shows and cause I live in Hollywood at the moment. I'm going to school out here for music.
That's big.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get on some local events and stuff. But at the moment, I'm just trying to get up the music standard, up the quality, and I think people will start to come once the quality is really, really there.
Yeah. I feel like one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, do you put money behind your music? Like, as far as what you, do you, like, hook up with a PR company? Or, like, are you into, like, you know, putting money behind it to where that, you know?
I've been approached by, like, a couple, like, blogs and stuff and magazines and stuff to put money into it. Reason I haven't is that I don't have the cash to do that yet. Like I can't get a job here. I'm a foreign student. So like, but I'm working on ways to get my money up. I think the key is like that I believe in the music. So I've loved all the music I've put out, but I know there's more to come for me and there's better to come. And I don't want to shoot my shot too early, if that makes sense.
Yes. Like, it makes a lot of sense. I understand.
Like, a hit and miss. Like I could have gone with Glow and like paid $50 to like 10 different blogs and been like, yo, promote this, plug this. And I'm sure like it would have got a good reaction. Like it's a dope song. I fuck with it. But like,
key word, what you said, reaction.
Yeah.
You know, and what you really trying to gain is a fan base. Yeah, exactly. You know, so yeah, really, like, I understand that.
I'm not saying Glow was an accident, but like it came about hella early in my like producing career, my singing career, like everything was like mad early. So I was like, you know, this is dope. Like I take this as a gem, something to build from. And like a little view into like what's like, the stuff I could make is like, so yeah, if that makes sense.
Dope. It makes a lot of sense, man. I know you're gonna do, I'm pretty sure that you're gonna do a lot in this industry, and specifically where you're at right now, just like how you went to Atlanta and made those networks and those connections, you can do those same things there. And you just made one up north here in the Bay Area.
Bet.
We feed the plug, man. we gonna lock in. I'm gonna promote your content. I'm going to figure out a strategic way to lay it out for my followers and to put ads on it so where it can circulate further out in this area. When this That's event dope. Comes up, I want to do an event called Plug Certified. I would love for you to come out. You That's feel me? Bet. I would pay half of your flight fees in your hotel or whatever. Pay for one or whatever. I work Appreciate a 9-to-5. I struggle with money just like the regular. Everybody got dreams and ambitions to do stuff, but... You know, the consistency where, you know, I believe in you, bro.
Appreciate you feel
it. Me? It might be weird. You know, you just met me less than days, but I really believe in my movement and finding artists and gaining them more exposure.
That's dope as fuck.
That's all I'm about, man.
That's sick.
And I'm pretty sure this ain't going to be our only interview. We're going to rock out some more.
I need to get up to Oakland for sure.
What? No oh, doubt. Yes. We're going to make that happen, bro. We're going to stay up to date and rock and phone, whether that's phone conversation, IG messages. I still want to do a part two. I want to do a part two, and I'm going to cook up a dope-ass article for you, bro. Fact. You feel me? And I'm like I said, plus that to my people. We can possibly get some merch. Have you ever got merch together for yourself?
I haven't got merch together yet. I got people in Atlanta I got for merch, but I can talk about designs and stuff and possible working out stuff. Yeah, because I got some ideas in moving forward. But yeah, like I said, man, I'm trying to get that music down, and then as soon as, like, the next, I honestly think the next 2-3 months, or no, not even 3 months, 2 months, I have my shit down, and then it's time to branch out on the business side and really start to push it and take it places.
You have a plan. That's all that matters. Sure.
100%.
That's what's up, man. We support it over here at Feed the Plug, man. I appreciate you for taking the time out for this interview, bro.
Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, man, we're going to rock out again. And if you can, they have an app out called Station Head.
Bet. I downloaded it the other day when you posted about it. I got you.
Oh, okay. I was trying to see. Did I tell him about it? Because we could actually get on there. I've met some crazy people on there. I met this lady by the name of Melissa B. She has the number one audiobook on Amazon right now.
Wow.
It's called Digitally Independent. I haven't got the book yet, but I'm aiming. As soon as I get some cash, I'm going to get the book. But it was... I'm gaining networks on the platform, which is cool.
Wow.
I put a bunch of songs that I like. I put songs like yours on there and other unsigned artists that I run to. And I throw it in the rotation, and it helps them get their streaming numbers.
Yeah, for real.
You know, so
every little helps in this stage, honestly.
Oh yeah, man. We gonna rock some more. And within the next few days, we'll get on there and have another session podcast interview. I'm gonna chop this up, put some of your music in it, and keep this going for you, bro.
That's a bet, bro.
That's crazy. I don't mind me, bro.
Nah, I'm pumped. This is sick.
I'm pumped too, bro. You the same way you ran into me, bro, that's how I know you have a chance of doing something. And this ain't no gas I'm not selling what I'm doing.
I feel you.
You know, it was weird. It was weird as it is to have to come to you and you know, request of a donation, because I'm being so humble with what I do. I know that I have to gain
a real place.
It's coming from a real place. You know, when I heard your song that first night, something told me like, yeah, I'm gonna end up rocking with him. I'm going to end up rocking with his music just off of how we met. I never would have believed to run into an app that on Twitter, because I don't really even deal with Twitter too much.
Yeah.
But I joined the chat room, which led me to downloading the app, and I ran into Mr. Connor, man. You feel me? With the dopest music that's out here right now, bro. You just continue believing in yourself, bro. And like you said, take that time with your music. And your business side is going to fall into place, man. But
sure,
we're going to keep this rocking, man. I want you to have a good one. I'm going to send you a copy of this right here so you can play it back, see if you approve of it, and we're going to keep going.
Bet. Peace, bro.
All right, peace.
I'm out.